A large number of Georgia's nursing homes were hit with major Medicare penalties this month. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll discuss what these penalties mean for nursing homes and resident care. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Okay, so 75% of Georgia nursing homes were penalized for avoidable hospital readmissions, meaning that residents wound up back in the hospital too often. So why does Medicare pay attention to this type of measure?
Medicare has been doing this with hospital readmission, people that get discharged from hospitals and wind up back in the hospital within 30 days. And they've been penalizing hospitals now for a few years for having high readmission rates. So now they've moved this penalty and incentive program to nursing homes. We're just seeing the beginning of it. And as you said, 75% of Georgia nursing homes are facing a penalty this year for having too many readmissions.
So what does it mean if someone winds up back in the hospital within 30 days? What does that say about the quality of care they've received or the medical oversight?
Well, these are originally hospital patients that go through serious patient care in a hospital, but then they're transferred when their condition is stabilized to a nursing home. So these patients are not the long-term disabled, frail people that are in nursing homes for months, even years. These are patients whose medical condition are such that they're stabilized in a hospital, but they are expected to recover from that medical condition and either go to assisted living as the next step or back home. And what CMS is saying is we don't want you, the nursing home, to be discharging this patient too soon and have that patient have medical complications and be back in the hospital. They want to basically set up a reward penalty situation to try to encourage better oversight of their medical conditions while they're in the nursing home.
But we know that's easier said than done for some nursing homes, especially some in Georgia. So what are the challenges that a nursing home might face when they're trying to provide better quality care?
Well, some nursing homes, maybe many of them, have really low profit margins, and as a consequence, it's difficult for them to keep good staff there to care for patients. And too often, in fact, the medical situation of patients gets overlooked or neglected because either the staff is stretched too much or the physician who's assigned to the nursing home may not visit as often and treat patients or oversee patients. This will tell them to step up their game medically or they face a fine. But there are also bonuses if they do a very good job on these readmissions.
And just generally, how did some of the nursing homes in Georgia react to the penalties?
The industry stressed the fact that 23% of nursing homes in Georgia basically are getting bonuses for low readmission rates. But they also say that overall that CMS is subtracting money overall from nursing homes, not just in our state, but across the country because of these penalties, because in fact, most nursing homes are getting a penalty.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gppnews.org.